Wendy's new Biggie Deals lets you choose whatever you're in the mood for. It's like a music mixing board of deals, and you're the producer. Go with some chill folk music with a JBC in the $4 Biggie Bite snack. Try the drum and bass of deals with a double stack in the $6 Biggie Bag. Or go full-on sandwich symphony with an $8 Biggie Bundle, the grand finale of snacking. And the best part? They all come with napkins! $4, $6, and $8 Biggie Deals how you want them. At Wendy's.
Price and participation may vary. Single items at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska, California, and Hawaii.
Down to business with Bobby Kerr on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Well, I am joined by Gareth Mullins, executive chef at Anantara The Marker in Dublin and Forbes Street Restaurant Within, co-host of the Dishing It Out podcast with Gary O'Hanlon. Gareth, good morning.
Morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, you've got something I think I'm really going to enjoy.
Yeah, I just decided to do burgers is something that's close to all of our hearts, I think. Uh-huh. And the big decision that you need to make, obviously, this weekend is whether you're going to do a beef burger or a chicken burger. So I'm actually going to give you a recipe for both. So
very good. Now, a chicken burger, I mean, people get them in the local chipper or whatever, but you've elevated it a bit.
Yeah, I think there's a bit of a resurgence going on with a chicken burger with all the American diners that are popping up. And the one thing that really makes a chicken burger great to me is buttermilk, using buttermilk, because it tenderizes whichever cut of meat that you're going to use. And I'm suggesting that you use chicken thigh. I know a lot of people like chicken breast, and of course you can get a chicken breast and split the breast in two, so you have two scallops, but really chicken thigh is where the flavour is. So what you're going to need is 8 chicken thighs. Get them skin off and bone out. You can buy them in the supermarket, of course, or your butcher will happily do that for you. 200 mils of buttermilk and 2 cloves of garlic. That's to marinate the chicken thighs. And then the seasoning, so if you think of the KFC, that crispy kind of batter that's on them, that's achieved by making a seasoning. So 200 grams of plain flour, 1 teaspoon of smoked paprika. It's worth getting the smoked paprika rather than sweet paprika. Tablespoon of dried oregano, 1/4 teaspoon of cayenne pepper, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, and 1/2 teaspoon of onion powder. Again, the onion powder is what kind of gives it that savoury note. They sell them in you can get that onion powder in a lot of the supermarkets, but definitely in the Asian supermarkets. I like them on a brioche bun, so 4 brioche buns. To serve with them, I'm suggesting a crunchy coleslaw, so that's 1/2 cabbage, really finely shredded, 2 carrots peeled and really finely chopped or grated, 1 onion as finely sliced as you can, a red onion is better there, 150 mils of mayonnaise and salt and pepper. You just mix all that together.
And that's it, that's your slaw.
Yeah, that's your slaw. Red cabbage actually works nice for that as well. A ranch dressing, so that's that kind of sharp dressing that they use a lot of with chicken wings and stuff in the States. So 200 mils of mayonnaise, 200 mils of sour cream, clove of garlic that you're going to grate or finely chop, some chopped parsley, dill and coriander. All of them or any of them, it's not the end of the world if you can't find them. Juice of 1/2 lemon and a little bit of ketchup. Just mix it all together. So then how do you do it? You marinate the chicken, if you can, overnight. So if you're having these tomorrow, pick them up this afternoon and then put the chicken thighs, the buttermilk and the cloves of garlic into a bowl for 6 hours or overnight. A couple of hours will do it, but definitely better to leave overnight. To make the slaw, as I said, just mix it all together, and the same with the ranch, just mix all the ingredients together. To cook them, you need to set a fat fryer at 170 degrees. If you haven't got a fat fryer, you can, of course, shallow fry these. So a wide base pan and about 1 inch of oil in the bottom. I've said this tip before, a little bit of bread, just drop a little piece of bread in. If it starts to sizzle, it's hot enough.
Okay.
And then you take the chicken thigh out of the buttermilk, drain off the excess, and then into that seasoned flour. Make sure you get the flour and actually physically press it on.
Okay.
And it kind of gets this crust on it. And then into the fat fryer, cook it for about 8 to 10 minutes until it goes lovely and crispy, out onto a tray, and then pop it into a preheated oven for another 6 or 8 minutes. Really crispy. Toast the buns, loads of ranch and slaw, away you go.
Yum, yum, yum.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, if I want a beef burger instead, what would you do and how would you serve it?
So beef burger, I like to use some nice lean mince, 2 tablespoons of ketchup and 2 tablespoons of American style mustard into a bowl, 50 grams of Parmesan cheese. It seasons it, but it also helps it keep together when you're cooking it, and then a little bit of salt and pepper. when I'm having a burger, I like some cheddar cheese, some smoked streaky bacon cooked crispy, and some tomato relish, which I'll give you the recipe for at the end. And then a fried egg. I love a fried egg on a burger. I know that's a little bit controversial, but I really do. To make the burgers, mix the mustard, the mince, the parmesan, salt and pepper together. Divide it into four balls, so they're about 125 grams each. Stick them in the fridge just to let the protein set. And then you just, if you have a little burger press, you just want to press them that are about a half an inch thick. You can just do it in between two pieces of parchment paper. Hot grill, drizzle your burger with a little bit of oil, and then just grill your burgers until how you like them cooked. Then you want your crispy bacon on top of that, along with your fried egg and your cheese. If you're doing it on the barbecue, I like to stick the cheese on while it's on the barbecue and just close the lid. Mm-hmm. And then to make that relish that I was talking about, you need eight ripe tomatoes, two cloves of garlic, three red onions finely chopped, some olive oil, some smoked paprika, tomato puree, white wine vinegar, brown sugar, whole grain mustard, rosemary. I know that sounds like a lot of palaver, but you basically just add it all into a pot and you cook it like you're making a jam, and you get this wonderful kind of vinegary, tomato-y relish that works really brilliant with a beef burger.
Now, you've got the beef burger and you want to cook it. Now, the question is, should it always be well done, even if you've got the mince and had it minced, that you're not buying kind of common or garden mince, you're buying a piece of meat,
I mean,
and then you mince it?
The law tells you that you have to cook it past 75 degrees. If you have a little mincer and you're able to mince some beef yourself, you can eat it medium rare. But the reason why mince needs to be cooked past 75 degrees is that when you mince a piece of beef, you change the structure. And if there was anything sitting on the edge of the beef that's killed at 75 degrees, it goes through the mince. So the recommendation in Irish law, I know when we go to France...
And I know, they'll ask you how you like your burger.
I mean, you can't do that here. It's against the law. So the only way you can cook a burger medium rare is that if you make the mince yourself and you have a little mincer, you can buy them fairly cheap on the internet, and you'd mince a bit of sirloin or a bit of chuck steak or whatever.
It's always a bit of a dilemma if you're served a burger in a good restaurant and you cut into it and you see it's pink in the middle.
Yeah, I mean, I was in France a few years ago and I ordered a burger and it came out and it was raw. It wasn't rare. It was like really undercooked. It was delicious, but there you go.
Gareth Mullins, Executive Chef at Anantar of the Market. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Bob.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 8. News Talk. Conversation that counts.